This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's absolutely brilliant to be having a chat with none other than Mr. Tommy Bowe. Thank you so much for taking the time to check in with us here on iRadio.
Oh, it's great to chat to you. How are you getting on, Louise?
Not too bad at all. Of course, it's rush to try and get ready for Christmas. Of course, you were on the Late Late Show last weekend. I'd say that was a great experience.
That was great. Listen, I really enjoy what Patrick is doing in there. There's a real good buzz around it. And for me, yeah, to go on, you know, Tommy Tiernan, the fun around the Late Late is obviously being on the show and chatting about whatever, but there's also the kind of the green room out the back, and getting to catch up with the likes of Patrick Keelty and stuff is always good fun. So yeah, enjoyed it. I was on, obviously, talking about all the different things that I've got coming up, including all the clothes and shoes and new skincare and everything else. So it's been all go.
Absolutely. I have to say, like, you are such an entrepreneurial person. I don't know how you get all the time, but like, obviously we know you initially from having an incredible journey from rugby to transitioning into TV presenting. And now, as you mentioned, you know, you've got your own really great business on the go, and now you've just launched Flow. Tell me a little bit about that and how the journey came about.
Well, listen, it's Flow for Men. It's a range of kind of different fragrances. We have shower gel, we have moisturizer, all for lads that we see there's a real gap in the market. I've been involved in the shoes and clothes for over 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And one of my things is I go out to visit the shops. I could be in Killarney, I could be in Letterkenny, I could be in every corner of the country. And you go around the little villages and towns, and you go into the chemists when you're passing time, and you see the success of some of the women's brands, the Amy Connollys, the Bear by Vogues, the Suzanne Jackson. But there's nothing for men. There's generally nothing there for men. I mean, some of the products that are there, I got given as a gift set recently that I would have got the same one 30 years ago. So we just thought there's an opportunity there. Men are crying out for it. The rugby players back whenever I started wouldn't have even dreamt to talk about moisturiser. Now they're discussing retinols and SPFs and all sorts. It's all changed.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great gift going into
it
Christmas.
It sure is, because I love the fact that you're such a great role model. I do a self-care segment and I always try to include the guys as well. And even the men in your life, it's so important to be, you know, I know my brother is like, you know, he's outside working, and some of my friends, and I'm like, make sure you're wearing your SPF. And they're looking at me going, what are you talking about? We live in Ireland and it's raining. But I suppose it's so important to look after the men in our lives. And it's great to have you as a role model going, look, guys, you know, I'm a former rugby player. I'm a presenter on a very, very successful TV show. You know, I've got my own brand and I'm flying the flag for men in Ireland to really look after themselves. You don't need to be, you know, the guy that's outside all the time and, you know, weathering the storm, no pun intended. But like, it is time for guys to really look after themselves. And it's great that you're showing them and enabling them to do that.
Well, to a certain extent. And listen, I know a lot of men out there, they just rob their wives or their girlfriends.
That's true.
So this is a great chance for them to get their own and be told to stay on their side of the kitchen, of the bathroom cabinet. So it's a case of just getting up in the morning, you know, you jump in the shower, you have your shower gel, you throw a bit of moisturizer, you give a bit of a spruce, a little squirt bit of aftershave, and away you go. So it's a bit of fun. I think that men definitely have changed. I think that certainly in the change room now, people are definitely taking care of themselves a lot more. And for me, I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so anything that makes me not look half dead, I'm definitely going to take.
Absolutely. I suppose, obviously, you're really, really busy with the launch of Flow by Men, for Men, shall I say. And but I mean, is there anything else that you've got coming up in the next couple of months? I know every time I interview somebody, I'm saying, are you ready for the wind down to try and enjoy a little bit of Christmas?
Well, listen, I can't wait for Christmas. My two kids are 7 and 4. They are so excited, and it brings you back to your own childhood when you see it through their eyes, you know, the excitement of writing their letters to Santa, the whole Christmas fairs, you have the Christmas nativities. So I can't wait for that. Now, this is the busy time of year for me, obviously, with the products, mm-hmm. with the amount of rugby that's on at the moment, and then with Ireland M. So it is exceptionally busy, But I'll get to wind down probably on Christmas Eve and then get to have a nice bit of time off over Christmas and after Christmas. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think I'm going to need that break, but certainly at the moment it's all go, but it's all very exciting.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, you know, when you're on TV, you have to make sure that you're looking spiffy every single morning, even though, as you mentioned, you're up very, very early in the morning. If there's any guys out there, right, and they're looking to impress some of the ladies over Christmas, have you got any pointers that they can spruce themselves up a little bit? Maybe it's for their Christmas party or they're planning on going out on a date over the Christmas period. What advice have you got for them?
I'm going to say a good pair of shoes. I know where you can get those, and a good smell. That if you smell well and you're wearing a nice pair of shoes, the ladies, you'll be beating them off you.
Brilliant. I absolutely love it. Tommy Bo, it's been so great to catch up with you here on iRadio. We wish you all the best with your brand new launch. And listen, there's always a space here for you on iRadio to have a chat anytime. And listen, I hope you have a great Christmas.
Ah, you too, Louise. Thanks so much for having me on, and cheers for all the support. Have a great Christmas, and I always enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you so much. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.